Thursday, December 15th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, perhaps the biggest story of the last week is the story concerning the prisoner swap between the United States and Russia, where WNBA player Brittany Griner was exchanged for an individual named Victor Bout, the Merchant of Death. The Biden administration is receiving a lot of negative feedback from both sides of the aisle. The Democrat chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Robert Menendez of New Jersey, stated, "We cannot ignore that releasing Bout back into the world is a deeply disturbing decision."
Worldview and values are built into this story. Many of us have a conflict. Number one, the injustice of the punishments. Yes, Mrs. Griner did break the law, knowingly broke the law of the use of cannabis when she went to Russia. Yes, we believe that the penalties were unjust and out of proportion. But on the other hand, we have other detainees there that haven't broken the law that are being used by the Russian government, such as Paul Whelan, a Marine who has been accused of being a spy. Our government and Mr. Whelan have all said that that's not accurate. Tom, I think maybe one of the best ways to approach this in an illustrative manner, the first time I bought a car, I got my dad involved. That's one of the best moves I ever made. And on the way, he said, "You cannot let them know how much you like the car when we start negotiating for the car." In other words, son, you'll never get the best price unless you're willing to walk away from the deal. When you let them know how much you want it, it's just a matter of how far they're going to take you and reveal your value system. What will you pay for it? Once they know you want it, they're going to find out how much you'll pay for it. And that's exactly what happened to us. And in that, the world and life view that dominates the Biden administration, and I think increasingly dominates America. Brittany Griner, grateful for her and her family for her release. But the reality is, why were they willing to leave a patriotic Marine who is up for negotiation? They were willing to leave him in order to secure a professional basketball player who renounced the patriotism of her participation in the women's basketball team that secured the gold medal and who is an outspoken proponent of the LGBTQAI sexual revolution. Why was the negotiation for her release elevated and Mr. Whelan was taken off the table? Tom, in that, you see the value system. Who did we trade for and what were we willing to pay? Paul Whelan, why was he set aside? Well, Tom, you and I have done a number of programs on woke politics, and the indisputable reality is Paul Whelan lost because he is at the bottom of the intersectionality scorecard. And Brittany Griner is at the top. And because of that, not only does she become the focal point of negotiation and he doesn't make the cut. Remember, Tom, it is public knowledge that Russia is suffering in its war against Ukraine because of a lack of tactical weaponry. Well, what did Russia just do? They just got us to give to them the man that is the strategic expert on terrorist warfare and the weaponry to accomplish it. He is responsible for thousands of deaths and is now beholden to and obligated to Russia. And you know what Putin is going to do with him in his expansion strategy of restoring the empire of the Soviet Union, and we just gave him to that. Why? Because of the intersectionality scorecard.
Harry, let me read you the rest of the quote from Robert Menendez, which really opens up our discussion into another issue related to this. He said, "We must stop inviting dictatorial and rogue regimes to use Americans overseas as bargaining chips."
Well, what he's referring to is there is an American policy came to the forefront back in the airline hijacking age, in which terrorist groups would hijack airlines and then hold everyone prisoner until the government would meet their demands for the release of terrorists or for money or for whatever they were trying to do. And we just made the statement, no, we do not bargain with terrorists who kidnap people for negotiation. We don't do that. What we did do was create these special ops teams that would rescue these people at the cost of American military lives, but we would not reward the terrorist industry of kidnapping and negotiating for hostages. That policy was, we do not reward governments who use their law system to create American citizen detainees and then offer them as negotiation tools. We said no to that. What are you going to say now to the thousands of families who were put to death by the merchant of death that we've now set free? What are you going to say to the inevitable thousands of families that will die as a result of him fulfilling his obligation to Russia as the merchant of death now, or his re-engagement with terrorist organizations now that he is out of prison? Now that we have affirmed an industry of rogue governments that know our woke world and life view and the value system with it, what are you going to say to those in the future who are going to be targeted and detained and put into prison to become pawns in this new industry of government detainees up for negotiation with our government?
Harry, to that end, Martha McCallum of Fox News was talking to John Kirby, who was the National Security Council Communications Director. She said, this kind of policy of letting people go who are dangerous in order to get Americans back, does this not encourage more abductions? To which Kirby said, to some degree, that ship has sailed.
In other words, yep, we've made the decision. We've jettisoned the policy of not rewarding terrorist groups who kidnap people and hold them hostage for negotiation, and rogue governments who, with their criminal system, create detainees. Why? They know. They know our intersectionality scorecard. They know who to detain and who to arrest. And they know the price tag that we're willing to pay. And I can hear my dad again telling me, son, don't let them know what you value and don't let them know how much you value it. But they now know, and so that industry is in place. They found out we probably won't give anything up for a patriotic Marine, but if you're high enough on the intersectionality scorecard, they'll pay most anything to fund and give us the resources we need for our objectives as a government. They know who to get, and they know what will be paid. So again, Tom, we join with everyone. Grateful that a person is home. Now you have to take a look at what's been revealed about our worldview and our value system, and what does that tell those who are adversaries as to the means by which they can control us and actually use us to resource what they are doing to undermine Western civilization. In negotiations, you reveal your worldview and you reveal, therefore, your value system. I think what I'd like to do is end this way, in light of the Christmas season, is that we have sinned, and here we are willingly under the bondage of Satan and sin, its guilt, its shame, its power, and its practice. But God, having so loved us, negotiated with himself, how can I be holy and set free those who are imprisoned and bound in the chains and shackles of sin? And he sent his son, who was born to go to a cross, and there paid the ransom to set sinners free, any and all who turn from your sins and put your trust in Christ. He paid the ransom to set you free. And his scorecard was simply, he loved you. And he didn't give up someone else. He gave up himself to save us from our sins.
As we close out for today, let me remind you that tomorrow we return to our Ask the Pastor segment. This is your opportunity to be a part of Today in Perspective by sending Harry your questions at askthepastor@briarwood.org. Questions concerning what do the Scriptures mean, and questions concerning the issues of life and how the Scriptures address those issues. Again, write to us at askthepastor@briarwood.org. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Friday. We continue our conversation as we apply a biblical worldview. to put the issues of today in perspective.